Hi, it's Bob from Royal Spa. Soaking in a hot tub full of Epsom salts is the absolute best way to minimize everyday aches and pains. And we know all about Epsom salts at Royal Spa. Royal Spa hot tubs are the only hot tubs on the market that can safely and effectively use Epsom salts. Made right here in Indiana, Royal Spa hot tubs are the highest quality hot tubs on the market. Visit any one of our three Indianapolis locations or visit royalspa.com.
Ah, Royal Spa.
Good morning. It is Monday, February 6th. It is 7 minutes after nine, and you're listening to Kendall and Casey on 93 WIBC. So I'd like to start off the show with a question today. Are we under a balloon watch or a balloon warning? I want to act appropriately. So U.S. fighter jets shot down the suspected Chinese spy balloon. It drifted across the U.S. for several days. They shot it down on Saturday, right off the coast of South Carolina, shortly after 2:30. A senior defense official said it was an F-22 that was dispatched out of Langley Air Force Base to take down the balloon with a single air-to-air missile.
All right, so we're going to get into all the balloon stuff. But before we do, let's play a little bit of audio of Biden. So Biden allowed this balloon to go across the entire country. So it did everything. Like, if you're China, unless you thought, hey, maybe it'll just actually make its way back to China, the balloon was allowed to do everything you would conceivably think the balloon was meant to do, which was spy on the entire United States of America, including going over our military bases, nuclear facilities, whatever. The balloon went wherever China wanted the balloon to go. And so then Biden strolls out after allowing the balloon to do what China wanted it to do and brags about shooting the balloon down.
On Wednesday, when I was briefed on the balloon, I ordered the Pentagon to shoot it down on Wednesday as soon as possible. They decided, without doing damage to anyone on the ground, they decided that the best time to do that was when it got over water outside within our 12-mile limit. They successfully took it down.
So he's hanging his hat on, and the Biden administration is hanging their hat on, well, we had to make sure this was over water because, well, we didn't want anyone to get injured. Casey, you're telling me they knew the path of the balloon, right? You're telling me that like in Montana, where there are thousands upon thousands of miles where there is not a person to be seen, they couldn't have said, if they really wanted to take the thing down, hey, it's going to be over this part of the desert at this time. We'll tell the I'm sure the governor of Montana, the state police in Montana, let's block off all potential, you know, roadways or whatever for an X amount of window just to be overly cautious, and we will shoot the thing down. You're telling me that that is the Biden administration is claiming that couldn't have been done?
Well, and what about any of the fields, just the farmland across the country as well?
Exactly. So there. Okay. So now the new report that has come out is apparently this thing was known about by people in the Biden administration for days before they alerted Biden about it.
Okay, so people knew about it.
Allegedly,
days before they told Biden. Biden said he authorized to bring it down on Wednesday, but then it didn't get taken down until Saturday.
Yes.
Do we have the timeline correct?
I think you've pretty much got it right.
Makes me feel so much better knowing we have someone reasonable and competent and so fit making decisions.
Well,
for
so that's the bigger question here, right? Is who is running this country? Who's actually running the country? And don't think for a second that China is not testing Joe Biden and this government to see what they can get away with for two reasons. One, even if Biden were an above board human being, like even if he were like, you know, his reputation or his actions were beyond reproach, he's weak, right? He is a feeble ass old man who on his only major foreign policy decision totally embarrassed this country on the withdrawal from Afghanistan and got a bunch of our people killed. It was a colossal disaster. He's brutally weak. Then you factor in the real possibility that Biden, because of his business dealings facilitated by his son, Hunter Biden, is highly compromised. Don't think for a second China isn't seeing, and I don't mean it in the sense of Xi called up and goes, hey, Biden, we're going to fly this balloon in your course because of A, B, and C, going to let us fly this balloon. No, I'm saying they're seeing, because Biden knows what he is, and the people around Biden know what he is, and they know what this administration is, and they're seeing what they can get away with. And they got away with the entire country, Casey.
Okay, so they came out and they said that it was just a civilian device used for scientific research. It blew off course by unexpected winds. They said that on Friday when we all knew about it at that point.
Right. So CNN and we're going to play the audio with it, but they had video that goes along with this. Mm-hmm. And so this audio kind of goes together there because they're talking about the video that appears to confirm that not only was there indeed a spy component to this balloon, but the video shows clearly that it survived mm-hmm. that missile shot. Mm-hmm. And that means that the Biden administration should be able to retrieve the thing, and it will give them an opportunity to show how transparent they are.
Yes.
And I have a sneaking suspicion this story is just mostly going to go away. Take a listen.
I just want to go back to this video we just got into CNN in the last several minutes, just to highlight really the clearest image yet that we have, where you can see the balloon is popped, essentially. It's destroyed. And then just below it, Orrin, you can clearly see what appears to be that surveillance equipment dropping very quickly into the Atlantic Ocean. Warren, I suppose that gives the military, the Pentagon, some hope that what they are hoping to retrieve out of the Atlantic is salvageable and may offer some clues as to what the Chinese were up to.
Absolutely. That video is pretty incredible, and it seems to make clear, it's not that close, but it's good enough quality that it seems to make clear that the missile hit the balloon itself as opposed to the payload below it. That's where the interesting part is, the surveillance equipment, the technology. That's what the U.S. wants to get its hands on. And this video seeming to show that that payload, as it fell, was at least mostly intact.
Okay, so the military apparently gave options to Biden on Wednesday. NASA was brought in. And now Chuck Schumer even said they're going to collect the equipment and analyze the technology. So let's just let it keep floating, wait till it's over the ocean, shoot it down, and then we can collect the data. So we want to know what they know.
So speaking of CNN, Mayor Pete was on CNN, and he basically got asked how much the Chinese actually stole from us. And, well, he gave the very reassuring response, Casey, that's outside of his lane.
The military gauged the different risks and the different benefits of different approaches, made the decisions that they did, brought this thing down without incident.
Right, but the presumption has got to be that the Chinese were able to gather intelligence hovering over the United States for day after day, especially over some of these sensitive sites.
I'm sure there's a similar presumption about what spy satellites do. That is well outside of my lane. I'm just glad that nobody was hurt as this thing came down.
He was a member of the U.S. military. Mm-hmm. So like asking him a military-based question would totally not be outside of his lane. He's also a high-ranking cabinet official. And you would think, now it is the Biden administration, so, and we're dealing with people who couldn't run a lemonade stand if their life depended on it, much less an entire country. So maybe they didn't. But you would think all the cabinet people would be informed, especially the transportation secretary, mm-hmm. pretty important, especially what's going on in the country and has been for the past 2 years. Hey, here's what's going on. Here's what we did. Here's why we did it. Here's blah, 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 blah. And apparently,
it's not in his lane.
It's not in his lane. It's
He's
very reassuring.
Full of it. You know why? The FAA closed airspace over North and South Carolina Saturday afternoon,
Bingo.
Disrupting American travel. So he knew about it. The one thing that we can say is that the Chinese spy balloon has a better on-time rate than Southwest Airlines. It is 15 minutes after 9. It's Kendall and Casey on 93 WIBC.